USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising a nationwide crackdown on MS-13 gang leaders. The president saying they've been taken out by the thousands.
This is probably the meanest, worst gang anywhere in the world, the MS-13 group. And a big dent is put in them. It took place over the last few days and really over the last year. Heavy focus on MS-13. They're an evil group of people. They're sick, they're deranged, and we're taking care of it.
With a spike in COVID-19 cases making an indoor Republican National Convention less likely, Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign, Mark Lotter, says they'll do what's needed to keep everyone safe.
We don't know what the coronavirus is going to look like in 6 weeks when the convention takes place. So the question is going to be, we'll be prepared.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The president says he's about to take action on an immigration issue. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
After the U.S. High Court recently blocked President Trump's efforts to end the Obama-era DACA policy, which protects young illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as kids, he's promising to sign what he calls a very big executive order on it very soon.
I'm going to take care of DACA much better than the Democrats did. The Democrats had their chance, and they blew it.
He didn't elaborate on the order in that exclusive interview with CBS News, but did say that the U.S. immigration system would be a mess if former VP Joe Biden was to win the White House in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Walmart will require customers to wear face masks inside all of their United States and Sam's Club stores starting July 20th, becoming the largest company to impose restrictions amid a surge in coronavirus cases in several states across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A California school board is sending kids back to school this fall with no face mask requirements or social distancing. The Orange County Board of Education met online and approved the recommendations, but they do say it will be up to the individual districts on how they want students to return. Dr. Scott Atlas with the Hoover Institution is applauding the decision.
There is virtually zero risk to children for getting something serious or dying from this disease. Anyone who thinks schools should be closed is not talking about the risk to children. That's factually true, and they should say that. It has nothing to do with the children's risk. Now, let's talk about the risk to teachers.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers are, because this is probably the big fear here, obviously. The teachers, first of all, are a young population in the United States. K-12 teachers, half of them are under 41. 82% are under 55. These are not high-risk age groups. We know this by now. And it's true that there are high-risk teachers, and those teachers should be able to believe in their social distancing and masks like they do for every other essential business when they go to the grocery store, for instance. They can teach using social distancing. And if they're still afraid, they can stay at home. There's no reason to lock up the children.
And finally, Disneyland Paris is welcoming back visitors after the coronavirus pandemic caused the park to close for 4 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.